Our scripture lesson today is from Romans 8, 28 to 39. Friends, hear this word of the Lord for you today. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. So who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slaughtered all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, open our hearts and minds and be with us in this time and place. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So life is hard, which might be an understatement, right? I mean, right now we're in the middle of COVID-19. We know more and more people who have this virus. We've seen people dying from it. We are isolated and separated from one another because of this virus. We are filled with fear about what it means for the future. We see people out of work, people stuck at home, people struggling, people stressed. And there's more. We're also seeing the effects of centuries of racism and oppression. Right here in Tulsa, they're looking for mass graves from the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Life is hard. It's a mess. And right here in Romans, Paul asks this question, what are we to say about these things? Who and what will separate us? Paul, are you joking? Because we are separated right now. We're supposed to be separated right now, literally separate from one another so that we can save lives. Life is hard right now. And we all know the impact of a verse like Romans 8:35, when Paul says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril or sword? Isn't that a list of our deepest fears? And aren't some of those fears being realized right now? Don't many of us feel like we're going through hardship or distress, or one way or another? Don't we sometimes feel persecuted by standing up for people, standing up for what is right? Aren't many people in danger of hunger or nakedness because of job losses or the economy right now? And aren't we in all kinds of peril? We don't even have to mention a sword because there's COVID-19 that takes human life so easily. Life is hard. So what do we do? What do we do with this Romans 8:28, for instance? Is that a joke? We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Do all things work together for good? We know that all things are not necessarily good. There's evil, there's sin in the world. We're surrounded by brokenness in this creation. This is a broken place with pain and suffering. But what if Paul knows that life is hard and somehow God works to bring good out of it? What if that's what Romans 8:28 really means? I mean, if you read the New Testament, you can't miss Paul's suffering. This guy is imprisoned, he is beaten, he is shackled, he is persecuted, he is shunned, he is run out of town, and he has a disability that he asked God to take away, and God does not. Paul knows that life is hard, but he also knows that God is good. Life is hard, but God is good. I wonder, have you ever looked at a large tapestry or a mural? And you get up close and you see the individual threads of that tapestry, or you see the individual brushstrokes of the mural, and then you step back and you can see the whole picture, the art, the beauty. But it takes all those individual threads, all those individual brushstrokes to make that whole picture. That whole picture of beauty. What if Paul is saying that here in Romans 8? That somehow God is using all of the threads, all of the brushstrokes of our lives, and weaving them, bringing them together to make something good and beautiful. It reminds me of something I read this week in Streams in the Desert. In Streams, it says, each of us have many black dots or spots in our life, and we can't understand why they are there or why God has allowed them to be there. But when we allow God to look at those spots and then draw some lines and then draw some rests and then make those dots into notes, suddenly, we start to hear a glorious harmony. What if God is taking the spots in our lives and making some beautiful music? Life is hard, but God is so good. Life is hard, but that is not the whole story, and that is not the end of the story. Life is hard, but we are more than conquerors through all of the hardship, through him who loved us. In fact, we can overcome anything with God's help. And how does God love us? God loves us by giving us God's own self in Jesus Christ. God gives us everything. God is the author of all that is good. And God desires good for us. So yes, life is really hard right now. We are separated in many ways. We're worshiping here online instead of being in church all together. We're reaching out over the phone or electronically instead of shaking hands and giving hugs. We're worried about this virus and about our world. And we're grieving as we think back about what used to be normal, and we try to find the new normal. And life hasn't stopped. Not for this virus. We still have all of our everyday stresses and struggles. But that is not the whole story. God is in control of the whole story. And the whole story can be good. Very, very good. I love to watch CBS Evening News on Friday nights because of Steve Hartman's segment called On the Road. A week ago, he met a man named Steve Derrick, who paints portraits of nurses and doctors after they finish a 12-hour shift. Beautiful portraits of exactly how they look after that shift. These are being displayed in many places, and he will give them to the people whose portrait he was painting when he's done. He doesn't accept any payment for any of this art. He says the payment is what he feels in his heart. I was also heartened to see that hundreds and hundreds of people are taking an oath of allegiance to become citizens of the United States of America, even in the midst of this pandemic, by drive-through citizenship ceremonies. Isn't that great? Another story that I loved was when he discovered a couple named Terry and Brian Harrington, and they're both heroes. 16 years ago, Brian died in a work accident, and he donated all of his organs. His kidneys went to Jeff Granger. Jeff became friends with Terry, Brian's wife, and their kids, and they grew very close. Eventually, the kidney started to fail. And so Terry knew what she had to do. She continued her husband's gift by giving one of her kidneys to Jeff so that he could live. Friends, life is hard, but it is also good. There is good in the world. We just need eyes to find it and hearts to receive it. God does amazing things in this world all around us, no matter what awful things are happening around us. Life is hard, but that's not the whole story, because with Paul, we believe that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Life is hard, but God is good. And that is our good news of the gospel today. And for that, all God's people can say, Amen.